You're listening to Texas Public Radio News. I'm Marianne Navarro. Bexar County still hasn't started collecting the higher hotel tax voters approved last November to help pay for a new downtown Spurs arena. Voters authorized the county to increase the hotel tax from 1.75% to 2%. That increase, along with an existing rental car tax, is the funding approved for the county's share of the arena. Andrea Drush is senior government and politics reporter with the San Antonio Report.
And we're hearing about it more and more from folks in the business world who have a lot riding on Project Marvel and the development around the new Spurs arena, who are concerned that the county isn't collecting the increase in hotel tax.
The county's share could provide up to $311 million towards the proposed $1.3 billion arena. County commissioners still have to vote to put the higher hotel tax into effect. Drush says business leaders are worried about what continued delays could mean.
What does this do to the timeline? Rising costs, confusion, money being worth less in the future. What does this mean for a project that's supposed to be anchoring a much bigger development that they have a lot riding on?
Bexar County Judge Peter Sakai says the county still has necessary due diligence to complete before moving forward. Texas ranchers now have a new tool to help protect their livestock from New World screwworm. TPR's Yvette Benavides has more.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized emergency use of a wound spray called Click Extra. The spray can help prevent screwworm infestations in cattle, sheep, goats, and other animals. It can also be used on some wildlife, including deer and elk. Click Extra does not kill screwworm larvae. Instead, it disrupts their development and keeps them from completing their life cycle. It's intended to prevent infestations around wounds, including injuries, wounds from giving birth, and those caused by procedures such as dehorning. The FDA says Click Extra is not approved for any specific use, but determined its potential benefits outweigh the risks during this emergency authorization. I'm Yvette Benavides in San Antonio.
University Health says it remains on track to open two new community hospitals and a specialty hospital next year. TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick reports.
The University Health Retama Hospital on the northeast side, near the horse racing track of the same name, is scheduled to open in February 2027. The University Health Palo Alto Hospital on the south side, near Palo Alto College, is scheduled to open in April 2027. Each will have an attached medical office building with space for specialty care. Meanwhile, the former Christus Medical Center Hospital, which closed in 2025 and was later acquired by University Health, will reopen as University Health Babcock Specialty in 2027. Retama will have 162 beds, while Palo Alto will have 227 beds. UH President Ed Banos briefed county commissioners on the hospital system's operations as part of its budget process. I'm Brian Kirkpatrick in San Antonio.
President Trump has criticized Governor Greg Abbott's pause on new data center approvals in Texas. Trump told Punch Bowl News that data centers bring money into local communities.
I saw Texas the other day sort of is against data centers. I think it's a mistake.
Abbott has paused new approvals while state energy agencies review data centers' electricity and water usage. Some San Antonio City Council members are also pushing for a temporary moratorium on new data center applications while the city develops its own rules. Students across the San Antonio area go back to school this week. Today is the first day of school for students at Northside, East Central, and South San Antonio ISDs. Bernie and Edgewood ISDs start tomorrow. And Wednesday is the first day of class for Fort Sam Houston, Harlandale, Judson, Lackland, Medina Valley, San Antonio, and Southside ISDs. You're listening to Real, Reliable, Texas Public Radio. I'm Marianne Navarro.